是他们的名。
They acknowledge that the name of the Lord is their name.
有主的名就已经够了。
And it is enough to have the name of the Lord.
他们称自己为基督徒。
They call themselves Christians.
是基督的人。
They belong to Christ.
虽然人给他们许许多多的称号。
Although people call them many nicknames.
但是他们说我们不过是基督徒。
But they say, we are nothing but Christians.
我们是服在基督的名下的人。
We surrender under the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们是跟从基督的人。
And we are following Christ.
基督是我们的生命。
Christ is our life.
基督是我们的一切。
Christ is all to me.
你知道基督徒这个名字从哪里来的呢？
You know where this word, Christian comes from.
你如果读使徒行传的话，
If you read the book of Acts,
你知道当初这一班主的门徒，
These disciples of the Lord at the time.
这般信主耶稣的人。
Those who believe in Lord Jesus.
世界上的人不知道怎样来描写他们。
And the people in the world did not know how to describe them.
有人说，the people of the way, 他们走这条路的人。
Some say people of the way.
因为他们走这条路。
Because they are walking on this way.
他们不知道应当称他们为什么。
People don't know how to call them.
门徒成为基督徒是从安提亚开始。
And the disciples are called Christian. It started in Antioch.
也不是他们自己称基督徒的。
They did not call this name themselves.
但是被称为基督徒是一个称号。
At that time, to be called a Christian, that was just a nickname.
这是一个藐视的话语。
With despise.
你们这一帮的人。
You, the group of people.
是基督迷的人。
Are the people who are obsessed with Christ.
你们开口也是基督，闭口也是基督。
And you open your mouth with Christ, close your mouth with Christ.
你们活着是为着基督。
You live for Christ.
你们一切都是为着基督。
All things for Christ.
一切都是基督。
All are Christ.
除了基督之外，没有别的东西。
Besides Christ,
你们这班是基督徒啊。
You are the people called Christians.
是基督人。
You are Christian.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
他们坚守主的名，没有弃绝主的名。
They kept the name of the Lord.
因着这个缘故。
For this reason.
他们反对一切。
They are against all things.
凡是不是出于主的。
Whatever is not of the Lord.
凡是不出于真理的。
Whatever is not of the truth.
他们都反对。
They are against them.
因着这个缘故。
For this reason.
他们就寻道了。
They are martyrs.
你知道寻道这个字。
You know the word martyr.
和见证这个字。
And the word testimony.
Witness.
A witness.
在原文里头是一个字。
In the original language are one word.
你如果要忠心做主的见证人，
If you want to be a faithful witness for the
Lord, 你不是做死的行道者，就是做活的行道者。
So either you are a martyr to death or you're a martyr in a life.
你要至死忠心。
You shall be faithful unto death.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天看见教会的光景变化。
We see the condition and the changes in the church.
在比加莫的教会里面，
In the church at Pergamon,
有人在那里服从了巴兰的教训。
Some has gone with the teaching, the doctrine of Balaam.
什么是巴兰的教训呢？
What is the teaching of Balaam?
你如果读民数记的话，
If you read the book of Numbers,
你知道神的子民被带到这个迦南的边，就是摩押地的时候。
When God's people were brought to the edge of Canaan, in the land of Moab,
他们是在约旦河的东边摩押地。
And they are on the east side of Jordan, the Moab.
预备要进到迦南去。
And they were ready to go into Canaan.
那个时候摩押的王巴勒。
The king of Moab,
他就惊慌了。
And he was nervous.
他就去请一个外邦的先知啊，叫做巴兰。
He invited a Gentile prophet by the name of Balaam.
请他来咒诅这个百姓。
By the name of Balaam, and asked him to curse God's people.
巴兰为着爱钱财的缘故。
And because Balak likes money.
所以虽然神不允许他去，他还是再求神可以不可以。
So although the Lord forbid him from going, he still asked the Lord to go.
神说好，你去吧。
And the Lord said, you go.
但是你要小心说话。
But you be careful when you speak.
所以当他在那里要说预言的时候。
So when he was about to prophesy.
一次再一次四次。
And once again and four times.
他只能祝福，不能咒诅。
He could only bless God's people. He could not curse them.
所以结果他也得不着这个金钱。
So finally he did not get the money.
但是他懂得神的道路。
But he knew the way of God.
所以他对巴勒说。
So he told Balak.
只有一个方法你可以打败这个子民的。
There's only one way you can defeat this people.
引诱他们来拜偶像。
Tempt them to worship the idol.
与挪亚的女子联合。
And let them be married with the Moab women.
吃进偶像的东西。
Let them eat the things sacrificed to idols.
因为他知道神是圣洁的。
Because he knows that God is holy.
神是公义的。
And God is righteous.
当神的子民不圣洁、不公义的时候。
When God's people are not holy and not righteous.
神不能不审判他们。
And God has to judge them.
你看他把神的真理啊卖掉了。
So see here,Balak has sold out the truth of God.
来为着他自己利益。
For his own benefit.
结果以色列人果然受了迷惑。
And Israelites were actually upset.
那一次死了20,000多人。
And 20,000 people died.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这个就是巴兰的教训。
And this is the doctrine of Balak.
巴兰为着自己的利益。
Balak for his own benefit.
他就引进与世界联合的教训来。
So he brought in this doctrine to be united with the world.
你不必那样分别出来。
You do not have to separate yourself.
你何必在那里做这样的人？
Why do you have to be this kind of man?
你稍微妥协一点。
Only if you compromise.
这样你逼迫也没有了。
Then you will not have persecution.
今天你能受到欢迎。
And then you are welcome.
那岂不是很好吗？
Isn't that good?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天我们看看教会的光景。
Today, when we look at the condition of the world.
已经顺服了巴兰的教训。
It has been obedient to the doctrine of Balaam.
世界已经进到教会里面了。
The world has entered the church.
我们的弟兄尼托森曾说过这样的话。
A brother watchman he said,
他说船在水面上。
When a boat is on the surface of the water.
但是当水进到船里头去的时候。
But when the water enters the boat,
这个船就沉了。
The boat will sink.
教会在这个大海洋的上面。
When the church is like on a big ocean.
但是如果水进到教会里面来。
If the water enters into the church,
教会就沉下去。
The church sinks.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这一个就是今天教会的光景。
This is the condition of the church today.
把神的真理妥协了。
The truth of God was compromised.
与世界联合了。
He was united with the world.
用世界的方法。
And by the method of the world.
来吸引人。
Attract men to the church.
管理教会像管理一个大公司一样。
And to govern the church is like to manage a big corporation.
我们看见这个是服从了巴兰的教训。
We see that this is to cater to the doctrine of Balaam.
你如果是安提柯的话，你不能不反对一切。
If you are an Antipas, you cannot but against all these things.
不单是这样。
Not only that.
他们有人也服从了尼哥拉一党人的教训。
Some of them hold the teaching of Nicolaitans.
在以弗所的教会的时候，只有尼哥拉党的行为。
In the letter to the church at Ephesus, there was only the works of the Nicolaitans.
只有一些人他在那里有这种行为出来了。
There are only few who have this work.
但这个行为还没有成功教训呢。
But the work has not turned into a doctrine.
你知道一个行为如果成了一个教训的话。
You know, when the works become a deed, become a doctrine.
那个教训呢那就是控制一切的。
The doctrine would rule all things.
但是在这里成了一个教训。
But here,It becomes a doctrine.
里头有圣聘的制度就出来了。
And there is the system of laity and clergy.
有一般的人他们是圣聘的人。
And some are clergy.
他们就来包办属灵的事情。
And they took control of all.
还没有成功教训呢。
But the work does not turn into a doctrine.
你知道一个行为如果成了一个教训的话。
You know, when the works become a deed, become a doctrine.
那个教训呢那就是控制一切的。
The doctrine would rule all things.
但是在这里成了一个教训。
But here, It becomes a doctrine.
里头有生病的制度就出来了。
And there is the system of laity and clergy.
有一半的人他们是生病的人。
And some are clergy.
他们就在包办属灵的事情。
And they took control of all spiritual things.
其他的人都是平民。
All other people are laymen.
你们来聚聚会就可以了。
You just come to me.
你们来听听道就可以了。
Just come to listen.
你们捐捐钱就可以了。
Just put your money in the mark.
你们越没有意见越好。
The less opinion you have, the better off you are.
你们若即若离最好。
And the better is you just come, but you don't really want to come.
你不要太深入。
And do not get deep.
你太深入就有麻烦。
If you get deep, you're having trouble.
你根本不懂。
You don't understand.
我们现在有一般的人是专家。
And we have some experts here.
让他们来替你们办理属灵的事情。
Let them manage the spiritual things.
这个成了一个教训。
And this becomes a doctrine.
这个教训就普遍了基督教的世界。
And this doctrine prevails in the Christian world.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
主在那里说。
Lord, it's saying.
你要悔改。
You repent.
主是口中有两刃利剑的一位主。
The Lord is the one that has the two-edged sword from his mouth.
主要用他的口中的话要来刺入，要来破开。
The Lord is going to use the word of his mouth to pierce and to separate.
把灵与魂分开。
To separate soul from spirit.
什么是出于他的，什么是出于人的。
What is of him?What is of man?
什么是出于他的，什么是出于这个世界。
What is of him and what is of this world?
什么是他自己，什么不是他。
What is himself? What is not?
凡不是他的都要出去。
Whatever is not him has to be taken away.
凡是他的都要被接受。
Whatever is of him has to be accepted.
住在那两个教会的里面。
The Lord is in these two churches.
他所寻找的是什么呢？
What is he looking for?
他寻找的是至死忠心。
He looks for those who are faithful unto death.
是对他至死忠心。
And faithful unto death to him.
不是对其他至死忠心啊。
Not to be faithful unto death to other things.
因为他是至死忠心的。
Because he is the Lord who is faithful unto death.
我们的主他对他的父神至死忠心。
Our Lord is faithful to his God's Father unto death.
他的名字叫做信实 faithful.
His name is faithful.
你如果读启示录的话，你知道说这是他的名字。
When you read Revelation, you know that faithful is his name.
今天我们基督徒的名字也应当是忠心。
Today, the name of us the Christian should be faithful.
我们应当向着我们的主来敬重。
We should be faithful to our Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天你应当分别的。
Today, what you should separate away, do not unite with them.
今天你应当联合的，你却分开。
Today, what you should be united with, you separate from.
我们看见我们已经偏离了正路。
We see that we have deviated from the right path.
所以今天主在那里教会中寻找他的自己。
So the Lord today is looking for himself in his church.
就是寻找至死忠心。
It's looking for those who can be faithful unto them.
巴不得神怜悯我们。
We hope that the Lord will have mercy on us.
我们有许许多多的地方需要悔改。
There are many things we should repent.
因为许多不是主。
Because many things are not of the Lord.
都是在主之外的一些东西。
They are the things outside of the Lord.
我们的忠心所忠于的。
We are faithful to the wrong thing.
让我们悔改。
Let us repent.
来忠于我们的主。
And be faithful to our Lord.
这样，我们才能有教会的见证。
Then we have the testimony of the church.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
我们的主，我们俯伏在你的面前。
Our Lord, we fall down before you.
我们求你用你的光照亮我们。
We ask you to shine upon us with your light.
我们求你用你口中良人的利剑来刺入，来破开。
We pray that you pierce our heart and separate us with the two-edged sword in your mouth.
在我们身上一切不是出于你的东西。
Whatever is not of you in us.
求你替我们出去。
We ask that you take away from us.
主，你光照我们。
Lord, you shed light on us.
我们承认在过去，我们常常以为自己是忠心。
We acknowledge that we thought we were faithful in the past.
但是我们说忠心的是人，是事，是物。
But what we were faithful was toward man, toward thing, toward thing.
我们不是忠于你。
We were not faithful to you.
主啊，赦免我。
Oh, Lord, forgive us.
求你开我们的眼睛。
We ask that you open our eyes.
开我们的耳朵。
Open our ears.
叫我们心里明白。
So that we can understand in our heart.
唯有你是值得我们忠心的。
Only you are worthy of our, of us being faithful.
也唯有你是值得我们至死忠心。
And only you we can be faithful unto death too.
因为你相父忠心一直到死。
Because you are so faithful to the Father unto death.
主啊，我们愿意一生忠心于你。
Lord, we want to be faithful to you through our life.
我们承认我们自己不能。
We acknowledge that by ourselves we cannot.
但是我们知道我们所信的是谁。
But we know whom we believe.
也知道你能保守我们所交托你的直到那日。
And we also know that you can keep what we have entrusted to you until that day.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.